Chapter 18. Reliquary, High Orbit. The alien orbital was much more spacious than Dadaab had expected. Even though its interior was dark and very cold, he could feel the space around him soar, extend out and up to a curved double hull that was the orbital's only barrier against the vacuum. Pale blue light from the stackable energy cores he and the other Ungoy had brought from rapid conversion illuminated 6 silver spars that ran the length of the facility. The spars were cross-braced with beams thicker than Dadaab was tall. The Jirilhane had determined the orbital was part of a lifting system the aliens used to move cargo to and from the surface. On Maccabeus's orders, the Ungoy had established outposts at its 7 cable junctions, gaps in its hull for the golden wires that stretched up from the planet's surface, through the orbital, and on to another silver arc much further above. Dadaab wasn't entirely clear why the chieftain was so keen to garrison the facility after ignoring it for so many cycles. If anything dangerous came up the cables, rapid conversion could vaporize it long before it reached the orbital. But he hadn't pressed for clarification. Something was brewing on the Jirilhane ship, an odd tension between Maccabeus and his pack. Until things got back to normal, Dadaab was more than happy to leave the cruiser. Getting aboard the orbital had been something of a challenge. Naturally, none of its airlocks were sized to fit a Spirit dropship, and in the end, the Jirilhane had made their way inside the same way the Kigyar had boarded the alien freighters, by burning through its hull with a resupply umbilical. This had actually been Dadaab's suggestion, and the seeming originality of his plan had bristled Tartarus's fur. When the security officer pressed Dadaab to explain how he had arrived at such an ingenious solution, the deacon attributed the idea to Lighter Than Some. This was mainly to avoid dredging up self-incriminating details of his time aboard the Kigyar privateer, but Dadaab also hoped to boost the Hurrigok's flagging esteem. Lighter Than Some still had not finished repairing the damaged Spirit, and its lack of progress was trying Tartarus's patience. When Dadaab had bid his good friend goodbye before departing for the orbital, the Hurrigok had signed that it was almost finished with its work. But to the deacon's eyes, at least from the outside, the Spirit looked as broken as ever. It turned out that inserting the umbilical was more challenging than Dadaab had imagined. Unlike the alien freighters, the orbital's double hull was filled with some sort of reactive material, spongy yellow foam designed to instantly fill holes made by micrometeorites and other space-borne debris. But eventually, the umbilical's penetrator tip had burned its way through. Tartarus and Varinus were first to leap through the shimmering energy barrier down onto the orbital's central walkway, with spike rifles drawn. To Dadaab's surprise, the two Jirilhane barely stayed long enough to sniff the air inside, to verify the facility was as devoid of life as rapid conversion's scans suggested. With a brusque command to keep signal traffic to a minimum, Tartarus and Varinus departed, leaving Dadaab to guide 60 terrified Ungoy through the pitch-black interior. The deacon ordered the energy cores lit, and they set off, hefting methane recharge stations and other luminous equipment. Tartarus had issued Dadaab a plasma pistol, and, even though the deacon had no intention of firing the weapon, he had kept it clipped to his harness to mollify the temperamental security officer. This choice had an unexpected benefit. On its lowest power setting, the pistol made a fine torch, a brilliant emerald leading a procession of lesser gems. Soon, all the Ungoy were settled, 8 or 9 at each cable junction. So far, they had spent almost 3 sleep cycles away from the Jirilhane cruiser. Dadaab had made it a habit to traverse the facility at least twice a cycle and check in on each encampment. After he'd made a few trips back and forth, he didn't even bother to power on his pistol. The walkway was straight, except where it angled around the junctions, and lined with ample railings. And the cheerful blue light of each encampment's clustered energy cores made it easy to navigate from one to the other. But Dadaab's confidence, the pleasure he felt making his rounds, sprang from a deeper source. In an odd way, his cycles aboard the alien orbital reminded him of the happiest period of his life, the time he had spent in the Ministry of Tranquility's seminary. The dormitory he had shared with the other Ungoy deacons in training was a warren of low-lit cells deep in the base of the ministry's tower in High Charity. They had spent many of the holy city's artificial nights gathered around energy cores, suckling from communal food nipples and assisting each other in the memorization of glyphs and scripture. As crowded as the dormitory was, Dadab remembered the camaraderie of those days with great fondness. He had hoped his new alien cloister might have a similar unifying effect on rapid conversions Ungoy, but the vast majority of them still showed little enthusiasm for his religious instruction.
"Would none of you care to visit High Charity?" the deacon asked.
The 8 Ungoy guarding one of the orbital's centermost junctions sat close together, hardened hands raised toward a heating coil plugged into one of the cores. The pinkish plasma wavering inside the coil cast an eerie glow, revealing dark pairs of eyes that seemed eager for the deacon to quickly make his point and move on to the next encampment.